U.S. recognition of Kosovo came as no surprise since the Bush administration strongly supported last year's plan of U.N. envoy Martti Ahtisaari to give the breakaway Serbian province internationally supervised independence. In a written statement that followed recognition announcements by several U.S. European allies, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said independence is the only viable option for stability given the region's turbulent history. Rice rejected the notion advanced by Russia and others that Kosovo independence will spur other secessionist movements, saying it cannot be seen as a precedent elsewhere. She said the unusual combination of factors in Kosovo's recent history, including ethnic cleansing against its ethnic Albanian majority, are not found elsewhere and make it a special case. At the same time, Rice reaffirmed U.S. friendship with Serbia and urged Belgrade, which bitterly opposed independence, to work with the United States and its EU partners on shared goals, including the protection of Kosovo's Serb minority. In a telephone conference call with reporters, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Nicholas Burns stressed the U.S. interest in good relations with Serbia and in helping Belgrade, a diplomatic outcast since the 1990s Balkans conflict, find a future with Europe.
We see Serbia as part of Europe, and we know that the Balkans is the last part of Europe that has not received the benefits of the end of the Cold War, economic or political. Yugoslavia had to break up, and it did, and this is the last vestige of the former Yugoslavia, the fact that Kosovo has now become free and independent. Now we hope the Serb people, the Kosovars, the Bosnians, the Montenegrins, the Croatians, Albanians, and Macedonians, all of them can look towards a future in Europe, and that's with the EU and NATO.
Burns said Rice, traveling in Africa with President Bush, telephoned Serbian President Boris Tadic Sunday to stress that theme and also talked to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, whose government has called Kosovo's independence move illegal. The undersecretary said the Bush administration has been deferential to Russia and delayed recognizing Kosovo to allow for more negotiations between Serbia and the Kosovars, co-chaired by Moscow, the United States, and the EU, the so-called Troika. Burns said when those talks failed late last year, it was time to move ahead on recognition, but that he expects no fundamental rift with Moscow that will harm other areas of U.S.-Russian cooperation.
For countries to say somehow this is a shock or that this is not the correct move, correct step, politically or legally, that we just fundamentally disagree with that point. So I do not expect any kind of crisis with Russia over this. We expect the Russians to be supportive of stability in the region, and I think that all of us are going to be requesting that people remain calm and that the Kosovar authorities be allowed to establish this government and to move forward.
Burns stressed that the 17,000-member NATO force in Kosovo, which includes 1,600 U.S. troops, will remain indefinitely, along with European Union police, to assure security and protect the interests of the ethnic Serbs. He said the United States and European partners are planning a donors conference for Kosovo in the coming months to support the newly independent government, and that it can expect $335 million in bilateral U.S. aid for 2008, a fourfold increase over last year. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.